For the giver, it's help. For the receiver, it's often interference. Help is not helping unless it's requested. For example, the eager giver, seeing an assumed need, jumps in, unrequested, to help, and gets called a bossy, meddling know-it-all. The reluctant needy, not requesting help, receives none, then calls all possible givers uncaring, stingy, selfish, and thoughtless. Caught between a rock and a hard place, what's a compulsive giver person to do? 1. Watch the suffering progress until help is spoken. 2. Consider the needy one as an ungrateful wretch. 3. Accept the wrath and continue interfering. 4. Stop the bleeding under protest and save a life. What's a compulsive, independent, don't touch me, I can do it person to do? 1. Stay away from givers. 2. Avoid having needy behaviors. 3. Scream, stop that! 4. Suffer silently through the good intentions. Baby love, it's good to know how your peeps will respond to what you consider compassionate, caring, loving, and voluntary assistance. Even better, know yourself well enough to avoid giving because you think you know what's best for someone else.